Okay, hopefully we'll have some time.
So that's the concept of making the Kabbalah. Has to be a Kabbalah that's going to be for him. Levana v'lechol tzetzov. V'hainu v'shinantam levanecha. So the Ramchal is learning that the first parsha is all talking about be mekabel o malchus shemayim on yourself, and that's what it means v'shinantam levanecha. That means to say you're teaching your children emuna and hakadosh baruch hu, the inyan of yichud kabbalas o malchus shemayim. But it's not even so much that you're actually teaching them with words; you're teaching them through your kabbalah. So in the parsha of Kriya Shema, when a person is accepting on himself, O Malchus Shamayim Ba'ava, it's in all aspects of his life. Again, the Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim is that I live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere I go and whatever I do. The whole parsha, according to the Ramchal, is talking about be mekabel o malchus shamayim, living o malchus shamayim. Your kids should see you live o malchus shamayim. They should feel o malchus shamayim. It should be everywhere, whether you're at home, whether you're going, you're getting up, you're going to sleep. Wherever you're going, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with you. Ulisakim b'zeh b'chinas habayis shaloi. And not only that, it's not only your life, it's your household as well. And everything that comes along, v'haynu chsavtam. That's talking about mezuzas pesecha. That's all referring to Kabbalah's o malchus shamayim. Everything in this parsha, it doesn't talk about tefillin here, because tefillin is going to talk about later on, and when he talks about other mitzvahs, later on in this chelik. So according to the Ramchal, the Kriya Shema is Yichud Hashem, like we've explained, then you get to Baruch Shem, and now you start explaining, so to speak, the different level, the different anafim, the different branches of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim with the first parsha, and it v'ohavtas Hashem l'kecha mekabel et ba'ava v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'maydecha. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim is ba'ava in every situation, and I'm living it, and my children should see it, and it's v'shinantam levanecha. I'm teaching my children through my Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Everything that goes into my life, v'shivtcha v'isecha v'chavtcha v'aderech, is with that Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim ba'ava uchsavtam amazuzah ispeisecha, and my house and everything that comes along with that, all of my possessions and everything that comes with my household, I live with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim ba'ava. That is the first parsha according to the Ramchal. Continues the nice test, and he says achar kach mekabel alav all mitzvahs. So then you accept all mitzvahs, which is accepting the mitzvahs on yourself. And we already mentioned from the Yisayi V'Sherish Avoida that we are in the parsha. Did we mention it here? I think we mentioned it. I'm sure mentioned it on Sunday morning in the Shear Shirim Shir, but I thought we mentioned it here as well, that the Yisayi V'Sherish Avoida says we're in the parsha of Hayim Shemaya, should you actually be mekabel on yourself all mitzvahs. Now there's a concept of Kabbalah, right? The first parsha, Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim. So we're, in which words you talk about, Hashem says, if you're going to listen, you'll have schar, and it'll rain. If you don't listen, you serve Avay Dezara, it's not going to rain. But which words do you say? Is it before you start? Like, where do you do it? So I heard from our Rebbe many times that he said, Shem, you said B'Shar Shavayda, that when you say the words, V'samtem is Devarai Eila Levavchem Al Nafshechem, that is referring to what's Devarai Eila? Devarai Eila, these words that we're reading right here. The words of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. All mitzvahs, I'm sorry. That's where a person is supposed to make kabbal on himself. The samtem is Devarai Eila. These words, Alevavchem Alevavchem, that's where you do the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And then, V'yachar kach mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'parsha Tzitzis. And then, you get to Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hainu. And this is what we started explaining before. Kinei Yitzias Mitzrayim hayotikin gadol shenitaknu by Yisrael b'nishar hadavar lenetzach. Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just a temporary geula. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were taken out in order to be mekabel o malchus shamayim, that we should be able to be mekabel the Torah with o malchus shamayim. Because in Yitzias Mitzrayim, we learned all the Yisaidas who Amunah that are the foundation for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and eventually by Tziach Esam in Mitzrayim, Tavdu Mesalikim Al Harazeh, eventually being Mekabel the Torah. Now, So really, the Pashat understanding of how Kabbalah's all mitzvahs leads into Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the foundation for Kabbalah's all mitzvahs and Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim. Because if we wouldn't have had those Yetzayidus HaAmunah, we wouldn't even know what to do. That's the Pashat connection between Kabbalah's all mitzvahs and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Ramchal's Megala something new here. He adds on and he says, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tikkun gadol. There was some rectification here. There was something that was fixed. A tikkun that happened to Klal Yisrael, v'nishar hadover lanetzach. Something that remains lanetzach. Which Reb Chaim Friedlander says, it doesn't mean that it happened in the past and we're still continuing to be yoinek. We're still drawing, so to speak, from that tikkun that happened in the past. Nisha Adavar Lenetzach means that tikkun is constantly happening over and over again. And we activate that tikkun through being Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim in Davening and in Kriyashma. So the tikkun that happened to Klal Yisrael is Net Lenetzach. That constantly is going on forever, and we activate it through our tefillos and through our Kriyashma. Now what was that tikkun? Vahainu. This is really this is the whole beginning in Chelek Aleph in the Sefer, where he talks about that the world was holding by, if Adam Harishon would have picked the right thing, the world would have gone Latikuna, it would have been perfect, and it would have gone straight to Olam Haba and finished, everything would be over. Adam Harishon sinned, mankind was left Mekukul, totally messed up. And there was evil that started becoming very strong in the world. There was very little room for Toiv in the world to become strong, to overcome the Ra that was in the world. And really over there, if I remember correctly, the Ramchal says that the Adam Harishon was the one who had the opportunity really to change the world and bring it to its perfection. When he sinned, it was up for grabs. Who's going to be the one who's going to grab on and be the ones who are able to bring the world to Shleimusai? And he says over there that Avram Avinu is the one that chapped onto it. Avram Avinu, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stepping up to the plate, I'm going to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus to this world, I'm going to spread Hashem's name. He chapped onto that job, and that's what he's saying now. Nivra Avram Avinu, he was chosen, that him and his children should be Nivdalim Mikol HaOmos. We are separated. Lashem Nivdalim Mikol HaOmos. And what does that mean, we're separated from Hashem? That means we're the only ones who are able to actually bring the world to its perfection. When we do something, it has, as we said many times, ramifications in the entire world, and in the Lamas HaYayinim. Goyim do things, they don't have such an effect. They're just here, everything they do is very limited. We are either bringing the world to Shleimusai, or not bringing it, eventually it'll get there, whichever way we go. So Avraham Avinu was the one chosen. The Ramchal over there says a chiddush that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to the Umas Ha'olam and asked them if they wanted Torah, he was giving them one last chance to get in on the action. Now, it doesn't mean, like usually say, what's going on over here? And if they would have said yes, then we would have been out. What happened to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? We were Mitzrayim for 210 years, and the eldest son Hashem says, you want my Torah? And if they would have said, sure, Nasev and Ishma, we would have been out. So Ramchal says, of course not. Avada, we were the main players here. Of course, remember, Hashem was giving them one last chance to be in on the action, that their actions also could bring the world to Shleimusa. They should be real players here. What?
Like they have the Shev Mitzvah.
Right. So, but then that's it. And they said no. Once they said no, doors were closed. That was it. We are the only ones doing it. So, but he says here a chiddush, that even though Avraham Avinu was the one who was already chosen, that him and his children are going to be separated for Hashem, but he ne'adayin lo'hoylem mokoyim sheyuchu lischazek ulischoinen bevchinas umashleima. But in order for this to really be strengthened, lischazek, to gather strength, ulischoinen, to establish themselves as a Klal Yisrael, they still didn't have that strength. There was no Ummah. There was no nation. There was an Avram and his children, and Yitzchak and his children, and Yaakov and his children. But it wasn't strong enough to take everything over. Those crowns that we got at Matan Torah, those crowns that Klal Yisrael got at Matan Torah, B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov at that point were not able to accomplish that. Mipnei Hara Shayam Achshich Aleihem. There were two problems. The two problems are that when the Nachash is Baal Chava, as we know, he put in some spiritual schmutz into her. And when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, Pasku Zuhamasan. That's why we say in Dayenu, we say Ilu Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai, V'loi Nosan Lono Es Hatera Dayenu, the Rishonim, the Bach brings B'Shem the Kolboy, and there's Avudram like that as well, that they say, the Pasku Zuhamasan. It would have been enough to come to Har Sinai and be Pasku Zuhamasan. What does Pasku Zuhamasan mean? So one of those Rishonim, I remember it's the Avudram or the Kolboy, one of them explains, it means to say that the clarity of Emunah, there was nothing. Zuhamah is like when you have a window that's dirty. So you can't see through it. So there's schmutz there. Till when Adam Arishain, he was clear Emunah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once the Nachash is Baal Chava, there was a lack of clarity in the world. Everything is movable in the world. We can't see what's good, what's bad. Till Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, the Rebbeinu Shem opened up all the Rekiyim, and they saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from this world. They saw everything that the Ramchal talked about in his Sefer, what the purpose of the world is. And that's Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigas. There was no other choice but to accept the Torah. It was Pasku Zuhamos, and there was such clarity in the world. That's the Zuhamos. Ilu Kervanu Fin Har Sinai, and we would be Pasku Zuhamos, the clarity in Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that would have been enough to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, till the Chet HaEgel, the Zuhamah came back. We brought the Ra back in, not to the same Madrega, as we all know, but fine. But till then, there was number one, Zuhamah HaRishayna. Klal Yisrael still had that Zuhamah in them, and therefore, Klal Yisrael, meaning Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the 70 Nefashas, it wasn't an Umah Shleima. And number two, the Mipnei Hara Shayam Achshich Aleihem. This Ra is, besides for the Zuhamah and the Chet of Adam HaRishon, what happened after that? All it says, 10 dairis till Avram Avinu was machis till Noach, and then till Avram Avinu, they were all machis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dor Enosh, and Dor Amabel, Dor Afloga. There were so many dairis, they were machisim uboim, they were constantly making HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. They brought Choshech to the world. So that's the Hisgabrus Hara. There was so much evil in the world that as much as the Bnei Avraham and Yaakov were able to do, there was no way for them to overcome all of this Ra. Plus the Zuhamah Rishayna Shalayotzaman Adayin. So they were a little stuck. We need a Klal Yisrael. They're not ready for Kabbalah Satira yet. Now, if you remember, we said last week that even though Yaakov Avinu, as before he was Nifter, had the Shvatim around him, and they all said Shema Yisrael, and they said Baruch Hashem Kivayim Machus Lelavad out loud, because it was so clear to them the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still, that was just for them. To be able to be mashpia, and don't forget, there was still a whole rest of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was nifter, wasn't him and his 12 sons only. There was all of Klal Yisrael. So that little chabura and kvutza, they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kivayit, Yaakov Avinu said, but for the rest of Klal Yisrael, wasn't holding there yet. There was still Zuhama, there was still Chayshech. It wasn't possible. V'akein hutzruch she'iglu l'mitzrayim v'yishtabdu sham. So says the Ramchal, therefore they had to go to Mitzrayim. And they had to be Meshubah there. So number one, just going down is galus is already number one. Number two, they had to be enslaved. And in that great shibud, they'll be purified like gold is purified in the kiln. You heat it up and it gets pure and pure, and it becomes pure. So that was the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We had to get Klal Yisrael out of the Choshech and the Zuhamah. When that specific special time came, either this is referring to Lel Yetzias Mitzrayim, or maybe even more so, maybe it means B'Shas Matan Torah already. You remember, as much as we went through a tziruf, we also were very much affected by that tumma. There was a dual thing going on over here. There was a tziruf going on, but it was burning hot there. We were being affected by it. So when HaKadosh, but since there was this purification, when the time came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened his Hashbah and his illumination, he was Megala Hishchina. V'kofes haralifneyem. He, that Giloy then was able to bend and what's the word he says over here? Humbled is the word. Humbled is the right word, but he got rid of the ra, not totally, but it was enough. And he says over here it was through the 10 makas. The 10 makas have to do with 10 spheres of kedusha, whatever that means, which those counteract the 10 spheres of tumah. So these 10 makas were hashbois ruchnias that were being mevatel all the hashbois hara that there was on Klal Yisrael. V'hivdol isam imenu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us from the ra. What?
Did you say the 10 makas?
Yeah, 10 makas.
They were having
Hashbah Bnei Yisrael. Sure, their lessons had Hashbah Bnei Yisrael. When we saw the lessons of Emunah that was taught through the Makkos, yeah, it was a limud for us too. We saw Hashgacha Pratis, we saw Hashem created the world, He could change things in the world, the Schar V'Einesh, and that was the punishment was for them. But we learned from it. We gained from it as well. It wasn't just to punish the Mitzrayim. There was a lesson for us in Emunah as well. And that got rid of the bad Hashbah that we had in ourselves. And the lack of Emunah, that Zuama that we had, got less and less through the Makkos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mizdachich us, we were purified with the Yisurei HaGolus. And then we had this Gilui Shechina of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It raised us up from the shiflus, v'hela melav, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us up to Him, v'nimsu ge'ulim min hara ge'ulas olam. And what happens is, that level of ruchnias that we were redeemed from, is ge'ulas olam. We can never go back. That will, no matter if anyone, we're going to galus again, but we'll never be mishubud to the tumah, because we've been redeemed from that tumah. In before Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were stuck in the tumah. It was very hard for us to overcome it. Once we went out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are nimtzas geula min hara geulas olam. Even as far as we fall and as dirty as we get in this tumah, but we always have that ability on our own to overcome it because it was a cheirus olam, a geulas olam. Umisham v'hala hukma l'uma shleima. Now that we went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, now we could become a uma shleima, dvukoi by Yisbaruch u misateres by, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu u misateres, and get those crowns. V'nei zeh tikun shenisaknu l'olamim kimoi shezacharnu. So as we just explained, he says, this tikun of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tikun olam. This was something that's forever. We can never go back to the matzav we were before. And anything that we've gotten in this world, and that constantly come to us, because if not for that, we would still be stuck in that zuamon, that chayshach. We wouldn't get these taivas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So only because there's the Yetzias Mitzrayim are we able to be a Klal Yisrael today. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is so important, because that makes us who we are. Different than we were before. The Shvatim, the Avis, they couldn't make a Klal Yisrael. We're a Klal Yisrael only because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ulaz kiroi befinu. We have to say with our mouths. Shayideze mischazik atikon ahu aleinu. And this is what he said before. It's lanetzach. It's not something in the past. It's constant. Every day Yetzias Mitzrayim is here. We're out of Mitzrayim. And the more we talk about it, and the more we say it and express it in Kriya Shema, it's mischazik de atikon. Umisamitz harbonu. And it brings us that light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Umasmit bonu hatayelis hanimshach min atikon ahu. And whatever tayelis, all the tayelis that we got from it, continues because we're constantly revending Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim comes, is connected to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, because if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, it wouldn't have been Shaykh the whole thing. V'haraya, at least not on a national level. Klal Yisrael as a nation would never be able to do it. You'd have Yechidim, like the Avos perhaps, who were able to get into Yichud Hashem and to see it clearly. But as a nation, we never would have gotten there without the purification of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the connection of Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriya Shema. We will continue Bez Hashem next week.